Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Our reading today is a continuation of the stories of Jesus told by the evangelist we call Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. In this gospel story, Jesus is reeling from the news that his cousin, John the Baptizer, has been murdered by the evil king, Herod. Wanting to spend some time alone to deal with this news, Jesus has retreated from the crowds, taken a break from teaching and healing. As many of us do when confronted with terrible, life-changing news, he wanted no one around him. And yet, even as he finds a deserted place to rest and recover, the crowds follow him. They crave his presence. They can't get enough of his touch, his words, his love. We're told that even in the midst of his own grief, Jesus has compassion for the crowd and heals their sick. Time passes, the day comes to a close, and the disciples who follow Jesus are worried. It's late, they point out to Jesus. What are we going to do? These folks are getting hungry and we have nothing to feed them, and in this place so far from the city, there's no food to buy. We'd better tell the people to go home. We all know the reply Jesus gave them. For crying out loud, we don't have to send them away. You guys can give them something to eat. Well, the disciples were gobsmacked. All these people, and as they told Jesus, we have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. I can picture Jesus rolling his eyes. Bring them to me, he said. And taking the food and holding it in holy reverence, Jesus blessed and broke the loaves and divided up the fish, and gave the pieces to the disciples to distribute among the crowd. And everyone ate their fill with baskets of food left over. Scripture tells us that over 5,000 people were fed. Jesus knew something the disciples didn't. He understood the limitations that are placed on our lives and our actions when we think we have nothing but. We have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. We have nothing but a small congregation. We have nothing but a few dollars in the offering plate. We have nothing but. But you get the idea. Nothing but is where the grace of God steps in and where the Holy Spirit moves and where God's blessing is asked for and received. I believe that the miracle happened when the loaves and fishes are brought out and blessed. And in this moment, many in the crowd brought out small bits of food they too have brought. In that moment of grace and blessing, nothing but became an abundance of food. This movement from scarcity to abundance is seen throughout our scriptures. One commentary source says, God works with those who have nothing except. The except is what God uses. Think of how we see this in our own lives, as individuals, as churches, as communities. Where do we see ourselves as limited, as nothing but, or only? What is it that holds us back from achieving our full potential? Are we limited by our current life circumstances, by opportunity, by the hurts and mistakes of the past? No matter our condition, transforming love is that is God in our world, works with us with what we have and who we are, to create abundance from a seeming lack of resources. If we think of ourselves as only this or nothing but that, then we put up boundaries and fences around the possibilities that might truly be open to us. When we bring what we are and who we are to life's table, then we can share and grow as others bring their own selves. Opening ourselves to God's love working in our lives allows us to do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Bring in our gifts, our skills, our talents, no matter how insignificant they seem, sharing to do love's work in the world, we can see miracles happening. When Jesus blessed the loaves and fishes, he was also sharing God's blessing with all the folks gathered in that place. He was able to reach them with the power of God's transforming love, and they became transformed themselves. Imagine the possibilities if we think beyond nothing but and allow love to transform all that we have and all that we are. We too will work miracles. Thanks be to God. Amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.